I don't think that the knowledge of the police department prejudiced a reporter in
I didn't say that, did I? I
no,
said he's got that knowledge.
That.
I said he lacks the other knowledge. I'm not saying what he that what he's got eliminates something else. I'm saying he has that knowledge. He has to. How's he going to function if he doesn't? I'm just saying that, in general, white journalists have not bothered too much up to now in all media to know what goes on in the section of the city that finally erupts, whether it's a small percentage of people or not. Sometimes
it
wasn't.
It's difficult.
Walt, I think that this was best illustrated in some of the programming that we did during that week. Most white journalists know the president of the NAACP. They may not know his telephone number, but they know his name, and they know that they can find it. They know the director of the Urban League and certain other middle-class Negro leadership names they may be vaguely familiar with. Once you leave the organization heads, most of the white media does not know a name in the Negro community. This was certainly illustrated when there were many names being introduced that they'd never heard, and they're saying, who is this fellow? And what is he? What's he with? You know, this is, I think, one of the lessons, if we learned anything at all in that week. Certainly should have been a lesson to all of us, and I think it has given us all second thoughts.